The Tribeca Film Festival ends this weekend. After a pretty full 10 days of some 104 films, plus TV and immersive media experiences and celebrity chats, our film critic Harlem Jacobson has more.
The highest profile premiere at this year's Tribeca Film Festival is The Circle, directed by James Ponsold from Dave Eggers' screenplay of his own novel. It conjures up a techno-information gigantum that looks a lot like a cross between Google and Apple corporate cultures, with Tom Hanks as the Steve Jobs-like Eamon Bailey at the head of it all, backed up by Patton Oswalt, his enforcer, Tom Stenton. Into this dark forest of enlightenment comes Emma Watson, the Little Red Riding Hood of the piece, not exactly skipping through the woods, but since this is 21st century West Coast Cyberville, kayaking upriver, and otherwise working an hourly job for the local water company, harassing dyslexic customers over payments they read backwards. That is, until she gets a job at The Circle, on its fabulous circular campus, rendered in CGI long shots, by the way, where everyone is as relentlessly nice as Orwell's 1984 crowd was authoritarian. Ponsold's first film, Off the Black, in 2006, made great use of the wild and crazy Nick Nolte I love, bribing a high school kid to pretend he's his son at a high school reunion. Ponsold's Smashed was about an alcoholic marriage, and his breakout film, The Spectacular Now, is a high school coming-of-age story. Ponsold's ability to handle young characters paired with older ones must have attracted him to lead producer Anthony Bregman, whose previous work, from his associate producer credit on The Ice Storm to producing Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Synecdoche, New York, and Foxcatcher, among others, is always ambitious, never just phoned in. The Circle isn't reinventing the wheel about dystopia. The creepy insides of a Google-Apple matrix like Technogiant are fun to look at, but familiar for the genre. Over the arc of the story, Eggers pushes the information age to its logical conclusion by having the charismatic leader introduce a translucent camera the size of a marble that sticks anywhere and sees everything. The boss calls this project Sea Change, to the cheering multitudes at the weekly Dream Friday company-wide assembly. Emma Watson, as May Holland, the Circle's new girl wunderkind, then kicks out the jams later in the concept committee meeting.
We all pay taxes. And what, 80% of us did that online last year? Why not stop duplicating services? Why not just make it all part of one unified system? You could pay your taxes, vote, pay your parking ticket, all through your Circle account. We'd save users hundreds of hours of inconvenience. We'd save the government billions.
Hundreds of billions.
We could eliminate half of it overnight.
Why wouldn't the government just build a similar service? Why the hell did they need us?
It would cost too much. They don't have the expertise. We already have the infrastructure.
You are absolutely right.
Government needs us more than we need them.
Well, why not just let the 21st corporate state replace the 19th century Republican one altogether, everywhere? Over the course of things, I'd probably rather live inside Eggers' dystopia than Orwell's, since I already do. Most of us feel like we're being chatted at by chipmunks anyway. The Circle stretches the trend by strangling the life out of whatever remains of the artisanal world of simple crafts and virtues. That's represented by Eller Coltrane, playing the boy May left behind before eventually running him off the planet, and by her parents, rendered in 21st century American Gothic style by Glenn Headley and the late Bill Paxton, as May's dad, suffering from MS until the Circle sees all and comes to the rescue. Will May bring down the all-seeing eye? Did Samson, blinded by his captors, put his hands on the pillars of the temple and push? The Circle opens this weekend nationwide in 3,000 theaters, trying to get out ahead of another dumb Marvel Guardians movie, and after getting a pretty terrific push by that big New York media megaphone that Tribeca Film Festival plays so well. I caught some of the Clive Davis doc that opened the festival. I saw the sequence of Clive's discovery of Whitney Houston, but I missed the concert that followed at Radio City with Aretha Franklin, Earth, Wind & Fire, and Dionne Warwick, among others. Saturday night, you can see the year of the scab about the Washington Redskins strikebreakers during the 1987 NFL strike and bombshell about 40s Hollywood star Hedy Lamarr. There's also the Godfather 1 and 2 screenings at Radio City Music Hall, followed by a sit-down of the ensemble cast, Al Pacino, Jimmy Caan, Robert Duvall, Diane Keaton, Talia Shire, and Tribeca founder Robert De Niro. Brando and John Cazale, of course, have moved on. And finally, you can catch the pretty weird pairing at the Tribeca Pack Center on Chamber Street of Barbra Streisand and Robert Rodriguez, the gonzo director of From Dusk Till Dawn and Machete 1 and Machete 2. Call that The Howl and the Pussycat. And I'm Harlan Jacobson at the great, fun 2017 Tribeca Film Festival.